pharmacist, cut your prescription cost by 30%. Our computerized prescription filling machine is fast, accurate, and completely reliable. In fact, we guarantee it. Try this innovative device in your store for 30 days for free. If it doesn't streamline your operation and increase productivity by at least 30%, it won't cost you a dime. Plus, if you order within the next 7 days, we'll give you a 3-month supply of prescription vials absolutely free. Now there's an offer with real teeth, a no-holds-barred, benefit-packed offer that hits your prospect right between the eyes. If they don't buy from you based on this kind of offer, they probably aren't really a qualified prospect. Did you notice how the bonus was rolled right into the offer? Don't hide your bonus. Get it right out there at the front line. Which reminds me, when you have a powerful offer, don't bury it somewhere towards the end of your marketing piece. Get it out in the open right away. Feature it in the first or second paragraph, or make it the headline of your piece. It's never too soon to show your customers exactly what's in it for them. 16. Why long copy always outsells short copy? Let's put an end to this debate right here and right now. Long copy always outsells short copy without exception. Proponents of short copy are ad agencies who love witty, sparkling copy that wins lots of awards. But there's one major drawback to award-winning copy. You see, all of these awards are based on how creative, clever, and visually dynamic ads can be. But these type of ads are primarily fluff. They look good, but they don't sell. Short copy doesn't make sense when you take the time to examine it. If you're going to propose marriage, would you limit yourself to a 1-minute proposal? I doubt it. Instead, you'd want to shower your intended with all of the practical, romantic, and genius things you could think of to hear that magic word, yes. Closer to home, would you limit an outside salesperson to a few paragraphs to try and make a successful sales pitch? Of course not. If they had a hot prospect, you'd give them all the time they needed to pitch and close the sale. And that time would be spent convincing the prospect that what you offer is just what they're looking for. The same goes for writing copy and getting people to read it. If what you offer is truly of interest to a prospect, they're going to want as much information as possible to help make their decision. And you owe it to yourself to do a thorough in-print selling job. Here's Serling's rule on copy length. Copy should be whatever length it takes to do a complete selling job. No longer, no shorter. Would you like to see a sample of long copy that works? At the back of this chapter is one of the sales letters I used to sell a product called the Marketing Master Course, which was an earlier version of this course. It runs 8 pages, twice as long as the standard 4-page letter most direct marketers use. When you read this letter, you'll see that there is absolutely no fat in it. Everything is there for a purpose, and every element works in harmony to show the reader precisely what's in it for them. Variations of this letter pull extremely well whenever we use them. The length of the copy was determined by what was necessary to say in order to do a complete selling job. Nothing more, nothing less. 17. Warm up your sales by warming up to your customer. Here's another thing you should know about making your copy do a much better selling job. A key characteristic of successful copy is warmth and empathy. The majority of copy I see suffers from a major flaw. The flaw I'm talking about is that the copy is written with a stark, cold tone. This is particularly prevalent with copy that's used to sell financial services or technical products. Let me tell you, you don't have to sound like a robot to sell robotics. Just the opposite. A few years ago, I was asked to help a Fortune 500 corporation improve the results of a direct mailer they sent to engineers pitching CAD-CAM hardware. They felt that because their target audience was extremely interested in technical details and the technical merits of the product, their copy had to sound like it came directly from their test lab. How wrong they were. Even though their product offered major advances over the competition, their mailer generated an extremely weak response. They put strict limits on what I could do. The physical format was limited to a 2-page self-mailer. The offer was set, and I couldn't alter it. There would be no guarantee, no bonus. All I was allowed to do was change the copy. Here's what I did. I created a powerful customer benefit headline. I did almost nothing to the content of the copy. I reordered the flow of the copy to emphasize the most important benefits to the customer first. But the primary difference was that I rewrote the existing copy using a warm conversational tone. I used a lot of you language. I spoke directly to the reader. I wrote as if you and I were having a chat over coffee. I got rid of everything that sounded like a hermetically sealed institution talking to a group of engineering technicians. I did maintain all of the information regarding technical specifications because these are vital to an engineering decision. But I couched each specification in terms of what it could do for the reader. The revamped piece blew away the old control with essentially nothing but a change of tone of the mailer. That's what warmth and empathy can do for you. When you get a chance, read the letter for the Marketing Master Course, but read it for feel. You'll feel like you're having lunch with the writer and he's telling you personally about a wonderful new discovery he's made. This will make you feel like you and the writer have a lot in common, that you have the same problems, goals, and aspirations. That feel, that sense of warmth and empathy, can substantially boost your sales. 18. Cash in on major profits hidden in your business by using licensing agreements. If I was to ask you to list the assets of your company, you'd probably say your inventory, plant and equipment, accounts receivable, property owned or lease rights, and equity. A few forward-thinking individuals would include patents, copyrights, and research and development. If that's all you could come up with, you're suffering from asset tunnel vision. You're also missing out on a tremendous opportunity to develop another lucrative profit center. What is it that you've overlooked? A vast array of valuable, intangible assets. Do you have ads that work better than your competitors? Sales pitches that work like crazy? Customer service policies and procedures to keep your returns and refunds the lowest in the industry, or any other proprietary techniques or procedures you use in your business that outperform the rest of your industry? If so, you're sitting on a potential gold mine. You can license the rights to use any of your specialized techniques or assets to other non-competitive firms. You can do it for a flat fee, a percentage of the profits, on a royalty basis, or any other way that makes sense to you. Or you can conduct seminars to teach your techniques to others and charge whatever the market will bear. Let's say that you own a videotape rental business and you have an inventory management system that allows you to stock fewer tapes but rent out a higher volume of your stock. So you can effectively lower your costs while increasing your profits at the same time. Why not license this technique to every other videotape rental business in the country who isn't a direct competitor of yours? You could actually end up making more money through these licensing agreements than you make in your daily business. Licensing agreements are an invaluable source of additional profits for nearly any type of business. Why not add it to your product mix today? 19. Put the best marketing minds in the world on your team by using a swipe file. I'm going to let you in on a nifty little inside secret, but I need you to help me a little here. So what I want you to do is pick up any newspaper or magazine that's handy. Thumb through it and skim the ads quickly. It doesn't matter whether they're good or bad ads. Now, I'd like to ask you a question. What is it that all of these ads have in common? I won't keep you in suspense any longer. The one thing I can guarantee you these ads have in common is that not one of them is original. A headline concept, a phrase here, the offer, the look, the feel, the opening, or some other element was lifted from another ad. Are you shocked? Are you in disbelief? Don't be, because it's absolutely true, and there's nothing wrong with it. In fact, it's one of the simplest, most ingenious ways you'll ever come across to improve your marketing. For those of you who may be morally outraged, I'm going to show you why this is totally ethical. You see, I'm not talking about directly plagiarizing someone. I'm talking about borrowing the essence of an idea and custom tailoring it for your own specific needs. It's done all the time, and it's completely ethical. How much difference do you think there really is in automobile technology? Hardly any. Every auto manufacturer uses essentially the same technology. They just tweak it here and there and package it a little differently. The same goes for fashion, books, records, diets, movies, consumer products, computer technology, and nearly any other product or service you can think of. If someone comes up with an innovative idea, you can bet the rest of the industry will follow suit as quickly as possible. Okay, so hopefully I've convinced you that there's really nothing wrong with a bit of creative borrowing, and you won't end up as a professional license plate presser for doing so. Let's move on to how to become an expert borrower. It's really very easy. All you do is set up a separate swipe file for each type of marketing or advertising area you think is of value to your effort. For instance, I have swipe files for headlines, direct mail packages, small space ads, large space ads, catalogs, card decks, order coupons, postcard mailers, self-mailers, joint ventures, and news releases. Whenever you see something that looks like it could help you do a better selling job, stick it in your swipe file. Then, when you're ready to create a space ad, go through your swipe file of space ads for inspiration. Or, if you need a headline, read 20 or 30 from your swipe file. You'd be surprised how effectively this can get your creative juices going and possibly trigger a real moneymaker for you. By using swipe files, you can get the best marketing talent in the world working for you. Capture their ideas, then use them for inspiration or modify something to fit your needs. Here's another way I use my swipe files. Sometimes when I'm brainstorming an idea for a client, I'll browse through all my swipe files. Every so often, something I see will trigger a breakthrough idea for a client's campaign. If you don't already have a swipe file, start yours today. 20. Marketing is an ongoing process, not an isolated event. What I'm going to end this chapter with isn't actually a technique. It's more a philosophy that will carry you a long way if you put it into action. One of the most common and most limiting problems I find among my clients is an expectation that every marketing effort they undertake should be a major success. Sorry, but life just doesn't work that way. These same people are often bitterly disappointed by any failure or mediocre results and interpret that to mean that they should quit marketing altogether. And they often do just that. The shame of it is that many people give up just when they're on the brink of breaking through. You have to be realistic about your marketing efforts. Was that last clunker really a loser, or did you learn an important lesson about what doesn't work for your market? If all you did was break even, will you make it up with repeat sales in the future? Or, if you did hit the jackpot with a particular marketing piece, are you savvy enough to recognize that you can't just sit back, relax, and collect on it forever? You have to keep testing other elements and marketing pieces that will perform well for you. Marketing is not a static event. It's a dynamic, fluid, ongoing process. The idea is to get to the point where you make all of your mistakes and failures on the smallest possible scale and get the maximum benefit from your successes. Your goal should be to find as many ways of marketing as you can that work for you, and to do only as many as you can comfortably handle. Relax, have some fun, and look at marketing as a continuing adventure. Chapter 23, How to Double Your Business in 6 Months, Even During Tough Times. For most businesses, increasing their sales and profits is a difficult chore, even when the economy is strong. Add a down economy to the mix, and many businesses quickly go under. Why does this happen? And why do so many businesses find it so difficult to improve their profitability? The answer may surprise you. You see, in actuality, it has very little to do with the state of the economy. And it has very much to do with the fact that 9 out of 10 businesses know little or nothing about how to successfully market whatever it is that they sell. Look, nearly 90% of all businesses go belly up, regardless of what economic cycle the country is in. A weak economy just accelerates that failure because so many victims fall prey to the error of conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom gives us this advice for a down economy: cut expenses, reduce your inventory, watch all costs like a hawk, cut back on your marketing. I agree with everything except the last part. A weak economy is never the time to cut back on your marketing. In a weak economy, making sales becomes more important than ever. It's absolutely not the time to cut back on your marketing. Instead, it's the time to start marketing smarter. A weak economy is a critical time to make sure you keep customers regularly flowing into your business. And because so many of your competitors will erroneously choose to follow conventional wisdom, a down economy can present an exceptional opportunity to increase your market share. Let's backtrack a bit. I told you just a minute ago that the real reason businesses fail to increase their sales and profits is that they don't understand how to successfully market what they have to sell. The key word here is sell, because every business, whether they care to admit it or not, is really in the business of making sales. It's quite simple. Regardless of what your product or service may be, you must convince enough people to buy what you offer on a regular basis if you're going to stay in business. Okay, now I'm going to prove to you that most businesses don't really understand how to market. In order to do this, I'd like you to answer a question. Don't analyze the question, just answer it instinctively. What is the best method for getting new customers? If you're like most people, you answered word of mouth. Well, if that was your answer, you're absolutely wrong. Word of mouth is actually an extremely weak way to get new customers. That's because it is an inactive technique. There is very little you can do to control how often, when, and where your customers talk about you. Okay, that's the bad news. Now, here's the good news. Successfully doubling your sales and profits is easy. All it takes is knowing what to do, how to do it, and then taking the necessary action. I assume that you bought this course because you aren't satisfied with your current level of sales and profits. Let me tell you, that's all about to change right here and right now. Once you finish this chapter, you'll have everything you need to start increasing your sales and profits right away. Everything you need to double your business in the next 6 months. And then, before you know it, you'll be faced with another more fortunate problem: how to handle the continual flood of new customers and sales. Overview: what you need to do in order to double your business in the shortest time possible. Doubling the size of your business in a short time isn't difficult. In fact, it's actually quite easy, and there's no great mystery to doing it. All it takes is a bit of common sense. All right, I know what you're probably thinking. Right, if doubling your business is as simple as Serling claims it is, why doesn't everyone double their business all the time? Well, to be honest with you, I ask myself that question all the time. Why don't more companies do the few simple things necessary to guarantee their growth and fiscal health? Why do so many businesses fail in the first year or 3 years or 5 years? I've come to the conclusion that they simply don't know what to do, how to do it, and why they should do it. Most books will tell you either how, what, or why, but they'll rarely put it all together for you. And you certainly won't learn much from an ad agency or consultant. They seem to believe they have to hoard and protect every last shred of knowledge in order to stay in business. I happen to disagree with that school of thinking. I think the more you know and understand, the more savvy you'll be about your marketing. And if you're savvy and successful, it can only be good for both you and me. After all, if I make a significant contribution to your success, and you know there's even more where that came from, won't you be more strongly inclined to continue working with me? It just seems like common sense. Common sense. That's what truly successful marketing is based on. In fact, ingeniously profitable marketing is nearly always achieved by applying common sense to determine the best solution to your marketing problem. That's what I'm going to concentrate on in this chapter, common sense. I'm going to show you four simple, practical steps any business can use to effectively double its size and profitability. You'll find no tricks and no slick maneuvers here, just common sense. You may find yourself feeling rather amazed by how simple marketing can really be after you finish this chapter. But at the same time, you'll also find that you're incredibly clear on how powerful these simple techniques are and how much they can do for you when you put them to work. Now, let's take a quick look at what these four simple steps are. Then, I'll show you in detail how to implement these steps and why they work so well. Step 1. You must increase the number of customers who do business with you. Step 2. You must increase the average dollar amount of all your transactions. Step 3. You must significantly increase the amount of repeat sales you make to your customers. Step 4. You must put your newly acquired marketing knowledge into action. Step 1. How to win as many new customers as you possibly can. Getting more people than you ever dreamed of to do business with you is a breeze. Really, it couldn't be simpler. Yet I've never had a client call me and not want help with the problem of attracting more new customers. Here's all you have to do to get crowds of people streaming into your business. Offer them something exceptional with no cost or obligation. Okay, I think I hear your mental gears grinding again. Maybe you're thinking that I lied, or that I tricked you and this is going to cost you an arm and a leg, but you couldn't be more off the mark if you tried. You see, I'm not talking about giving away the store. What I'm talking about is giving your customers something they perceive to be valuable, but actually costs you very little, and making it something that will generate so much additional business, you'll soon forget about the minor expense. I'm going to give you two examples of how to do this, one for a retail business, the other for professional services. If you have a retail business, all you have to do is run a contest and give something away for free. The more closely that something is related to your business, the more likely you are to draw people who will end up doing business with you. Let's look at a real-life example. I recently helped one of my clients increase the traffic in his restaurant. I had him run a contest offering the lucky winner free dinner every month for an entire year. He was flooded with customers clamoring to fill out the entry form. The immediate increase in business was sizable because many of the people coming in to enter the contest stayed for a meal. Naturally, business could be expected to drop off once the contest is over. But in step three, you're going to find out how to keep business at a peak by converting these one-shot customers to regular repeat customers. How much did this promotion cost? Very little. My client hung a banner announcing the contest on the front of the store. He also got exceptional free press coverage because newspapers, radio, and television stations love to give things away for free to their audience, especially when you're footing the bill for those free items. The actual expense for the free meals once each month for a full year was just $72. Even that cost was recovered because the winner brought friends with her who paid for their meals every time she came in, which, by the way, is precisely how we planned it. This is a perfect example of applying common sense to come up with a simple, highly profitable marketing solution. Now, let's look at how you offer your customers something exceptional with no cost or obligation if you sell professional services. There are dozens of ways to do this, but I'm going to focus on two of them. The first is to offer some free information in the form of a printed report that your potential clients will find extremely useful. If you're a CPA, it could be a report called 12 Ways to Keep More of What You Earn Under the New Tax Laws. Whatever service you provide, it's easy to come up with 5 or 10 ideas that would be valuable to your new clients. The second way is to offer a limited amount of your services for free. Let's say you're a mortgage broker. You can offer to waive the application fee for getting your clients a loan. You really don't risk anything because you'll use exactly the same procedures to qualify your clients on the phone as you normally would. If they don't qualify, you don't have them come in for an appointment. Your advertising costs don't increase because you simply include this offer in the advertising you're already budgeted for. If you get even a handful more new clients than you ordinarily would, your additional profits vastly exceed the application fees you've waived. You see the simple, common sense logic behind these kind of offers? You're simply making an offer that's head and shoulders above your competitors. Very little cost, very little risk, and a lot of perceived value to your customers. That's really what effective marketing is all about. Focusing on your customers, giving them more of what they want, finding ways to make their lives easier or better. If you can do that consistently with your products or services, you'll easily exceed your most ambitious business goals. A critical concept: the lifetime value of a customer. Before we move on to step two, there's a critical marketing concept that I want you to understand. This concept affects every step of your marketing, and it separates truly successful companies from those who settle for just wishing for success. If you get nothing more than the understanding of this vital concept from this material, it will have been well worth your time. Clients often ask me how much they should budget for gaining new customers. The only way you can ever determine that is by understanding and calculating the lifetime value of your average customer. If you know that, on average, a typical customer stays with you for 6 years at a profit of $250 per year, then the lifetime value of a customer is $1,500 to your business. Once you can calculate the lifetime value, things begin to get really interesting. For instance, if the average customer is worth $1,500, you could easily spend $250 to get a customer and still make a handsome profit. Or let's look at another interesting angle. If by using the techniques you'll learn in this chapter, you effectively increase your repeat sales, plus you increase the number of qualified referrals you get from your customers, you can increase your profits exponentially. The overall lifetime value of a customer would increase substantially because each customer brings with them a predictable number of new referred customers. At the same time, it doesn't cost you a dime more to get all of this new business